In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of the birthday of St. John the Baptist. Only three other births of saints are celebrated in the calendar with such importance: Jesus, Mary, and St. John the Baptist. I don't know if you noticed, but the word Montana was actually in the Gospel today in Latin. Montana is the plural for mountains, and it talked about the hill country or the mountains of Judea. So we actually heard the word Montana in today's Gospel. Someone recently asked me about this line in Matthew 23. The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach but do not practice, they tie up heavy burdens hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. I explained to this person that asked me about this that these days are similar to the first century, where the laity do not know who to follow with so many different Catholic opinions on dogma these days. But it's even more difficult than the first century, I proposed to this person, because nowadays, although Christ, if he were still walking the earth, would probably still say to the lay people in the Catholic Church, do not do the works they do, he probably would not be able to say the next line, observe whatever they tell you. The Pharisees of the first century, even if they were hypocrites, at least taught the truth. But today, would Christ say that we should obey the notion that divorced and remarried should receive Holy Communion? Of course not. Thus, Christ would not say, observe whatever they tell you. Harder days than the first century. In the first century, God sent John the Baptist to even call the religious leaders a brood of vipers. Many lay people today in the Catholic Church long for a John the Baptist like that. And maybe God will send one. But here's what you have to remember about the first century. John the Baptist did not let lay people off the hook for converting. The lay people could not say, like I see implied on social media sometimes, this notion, well, if the religious leaders cannot agree on Bible debates or dogma debates or moral debates, then I don't have to follow the commandments. I see such temptations to despair even from traditionalists. No, the Jewish lay people of the first century, despite all their fear of the Jewish religious leaders being in cahoots with the Roman Empire, could not say, well, if the religious leaders are financially and doctrinally corrupt, then I don't have to be holy. Yes, St. John the Baptist rails the religious leaders, but again, he does not let simple lay people off the hook. Granted, St. John the Baptist is a lot harder on the Pharisees than the average tax collector or soldier, but even for the tax collector or soldier, he has specific advice. Remember, the saints all through history, they all spoke specific advice where bad religious leaders speak in complex terms, loopholes, and pious platitudes. But listen to how specific is the preaching of John the Baptist to your average blue-collar worker. The gospel tells us tax collectors also came to him to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "What shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." What does this mean for us today? This means that we today do not get a pass to avoid being holy Catholics, even if there is corruption in those who lead us. This means that we simple Catholics today do not get a pass to avoid being educated Catholics, even if there is confusion in the temporary teaching branch of the Church. I too am tempted to say more recently, well, if the upcoming Amazon Synod wants married priests, then why fight this corruption alone? It would be nice to have a wife at my side if we're all going to heaven anyway. But then I come to my senses and realize these days are like the first century. That is, if St. John the Baptist were alive today, He would give us priests and you lay people no free pass to avoid holiness just because we see corruption and confusion above us in dogmatic debates, financial scandal, maybe even cover-ups and victim payouts. Yes, I believe that if both Jesus and John the Baptist were walking the earth today, they both would say to us the very same thing that Jesus said to the Hebrew lay people 2,000 years ago. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.